chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ in the beat. Bourbon nerd, mix some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. This is episode number 300. And it so happens to fall on National Hot Dog Day. What an amazing...
We're a bunch of wieners in here.
That's exactly right. We're going to spend a little time talking about the highs and the lows and our favorite shows. Man, I didn't even make that rhyme on purpose. What? But first and foremost, Jamie, did you ever think we'd make it to 500 episodes?
There we go.
Look, I was surprised we got one episode out. So the first episode we put out, we just sat around like a bunch of kids in a candy shop, just excited,
That remember the first one dropped on Spotify, and we were watching our numbers go up on just the podcast. It was vocal.
Yeah, there was
only
like eight people. We were super
excited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we figured out how to play it over and over and over again.
Yes.
But Wes is in house. DW is not here for this monumental occasion. But Wes has been on quite a few shows. Yeah. How are you tonight, Wes?
And I've been on the anniversary shows. I think I was on 200 and 250.
He's been a good luck charm.
Yay, 300 guys. Congratulations. Hey, congratulations.
Yep. And then Gary is here for the 300th.
I'm really excited. This is really surreal.
I think he only came because he wanted some George T. Steak. Oh, that too. I'm pretty sure that's
all I wanted. I just use y'all for your beverages.
We got the bourbon nerd.
What's up, guys? Welcome. We're going to start off with a pour. From my neighbor over there,
Whiskey Wilson. He's got a new pitcher.
He sent us some Russell's 13, so we're gonna start off with that.
That actually came from the Bourbon Legends, but he's sharing it with us. Russell's 13.
We need some Glens on this side.
Well, and I'm gonna play some of our first audio ever.
Our very first.
Now, there's some that go back further than this, but this was the first one we put on the air, and I couldn't find it in time. So let's see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
There we go.
Martha, you can leave it on me?
Oh, that was when we had our old intro song right there. Here, let's put this up here.
Today, we're going to talk about the recent bill
approved
by the House of Representatives. And then
I missed that.
It's going to be a real surprise for the people we got in the studio today. I'm here with my man, Gary. How you doing, Gary?
Doing good, T.
I think our audio was better back then.
That's pretty good audio.
It does sound good.
Everybody got a port.
And then everybody's favorite. Fortenberry.
What's up? I'm going to bring down the anchor.
I used to be everybody's favorite.
The Anchorman, also known as...
This was Swords and Hands. Go back and listen to it. Our very first episode. There's no video, only audio. We sounded good back then.
Straight audio.
This
man's completely new.
I got to say this. You're making Marty just completely...
I
wasn't here.
Oh, he wasn't here yet.
Marty
didn't exist yet.
I really wish we had video so they could see us laying on the bed. With the poo behind us and everything.
We come a long way.
Your video?
Yeah, we had a...
Oh.
It was Winnie the Pooh, not the poo.
Poo on the walls. It was actually Winnie the Pooh.
Well, boys, look, we got some nice pours we're going to do throughout the night. We're going to start with this Russell's 13, courtesy of the Whiskey Wilson.
Thank you.
The best neighbor out there. Of the Bourbon Legends. But cheers to all of you out there, all 30 or 20, 20 of y'all been watching, probably all of them. But cheers, guys. Look, we got
that's good.
To 300. You know what I mean? And all the people that have came and left and came back or never left, I mean, we've met some good people.
We had those TikTok folks that we kind of lost after Jamie got banned on TikTok. If we want to talk about highs and lows, the thing about TikTok is very engaging. So it was really fun dealing with the TikTok, but Jamie got us banned and we got frustrated and we lost a lot of money.
That was your fault.
Somebody else got us banned one time too.
And how did Jamie get y'all banned? Let's hear that.
He decided. Look, we were not paying attention.
We actually had to ask y'all the
left.
Fans.
I think y'all left.
I think we left and we come back and we was banned. And luckily, one of our only like members, we had a member to our YouTube TikTok channel paying monthly fees to listen to us.
It's like paying $5 a month.
Yes, and we miss her greatly. She did not follow us to YouTube, I don't think.
She did briefly.
Briefly. but she's more of a TikTok. And she said, no, I know why you were banned, because Jamie demonstrated eating corn the wrong way.
And how do you eat corn the wrong
way? No.
With your mouth.
With your mouth and your hands.
It is National Hot Dog Day, though.
Will you eat that similar?
Next, you do eat that
end to end.
So when we
tip to bottom, so
Wes is an early adopter of the show. He and his family listened early on, and told us they become like super fans really, really quick.
Oh yeah.
What's some of your favorite moments from the show when you look back? I mean, the early days, the one that I was just playing about Angel Hands, and that was great.
That was a great
thing. I gotta say this. Wes would call me because. We've always released on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
There was always a release.
Until I jacked it up.
Yeah, yep. But that's fine.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's right. That was our, because.
And then we went lives on Monday, Wednesday. Yep.
Wes called me one day. He said, his wife was furious at Donnie. Because one of those episodes of me and Donnie got in a fight. And she called, or he called, she was so mad at Donnie. I can't remember what it's about, but she was furious.
And then there was a time Gary and Donnie hated babies.
They hated the babies.
That's when y'all become a communist.
Who's wheezing?
Yeah, who's wheezing?
That was one of the funniest moments. Yes, yeah, who's wheezing? It was me.
But we've had a lot of funny moments. Look, we've struggled through some bad episodes, but I think they've been farther apart than the good episodes.
And then we had the episode that never was. Probably the best. Most smoothest episode ever. It was never recorded.
20 minutes in, and Terry's like, I didn't hear record.
And it was about Weird Al Yankovic, and it was when they made the movie about him, and we literally tried to redo it, and it's like, almost like we was reading a script. It was kind of terrible. Y'all are terrible at reading scripts. That's why we don't plan anything.
It was so unnatural.
Then we had the episode where Terry and Donnie got in an argument right here.
No, that wasn't live.
That wasn't live.
It wasn't live. That's
behind the scenes.
Donnie accidentally knocked the lights over. Terry threw them at him. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. That happened. But we are all still friends, though. That's the most important part.
He threw the lights and Donnie.
We come a long way with simply the studio, okay? We've now been in this setup about a year. I added those shelves.
Yep.
And the thing, but the wall behind me I added. And we've had some more lighting, and we're still a ways from, I mean, it's presentable. I need to pick it up a little bit. We've come a long way. At least looks like a studio now.
It does. You know, a lot of people for a long time thought we were in different rooms.
Yeah. And even now, our lighting and coloring is so bad. It's kind of weird.
That's unintentional.
Yeah. I'm going to go set all the cameras just like Fortenberry's, the two Fortenberry brothers.
So, like, I was at work today, and, you know, the episode where we talk about me and Wes, stealing from St. Jude.
Oh no, that's a great one. That's classic. Oh, yes.
I currently work at a specific hospital who deals with childhood cancers. So I'll leave the name out.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in a meeting, and guy says, Jamie, you're told a story here about you stealing from St. Jude. I was like, oh man, I don't know if this is the moment. So
there was that one. There was the Christmas one where we called Wes.
Yeah.
When you first told the story about the unicycle.
Yes.
I was thinking more than the bar. When
I'm sitting at home and I get a call, and it's T. And he's like, hey, Wes.
The first time ever being on.
We were recording back then. We were only recording back then. We were able to edit it out. But that was a Christmas special. That was a great story. Worst and best Christmas.
The first and second Uranus.
There's yet to be a bad Uranus video.
Every time we mention Uranus, we really get in deep with it.
And then I heard just the other day, what's the famous or popular aerophysicist or whatever he is, a black guy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He pronounced it Uranus. I was like, no, don't take this from us.
It's Uranus. Missouri?
Uranus.
Why was he talking about Uranus, Missouri?
Well, he wasn't talking about Uranus, Missouri. He's talking about the planet
Uranus.
I do miss our shorts with Tago. We have. That's been like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. We still have people say, man, I ain't seen Tago forever.
Yeah.
Can we show Tago?
He's down there by you.
He's been up to college.
Hold on.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
Can he talk to us?
I don't know.
Can he?
Hey, what y'all doing out there?
And Wes told him.
Hoggo.
Let Hoggo see Jamie.
Here, Jamie. Oh.
Hogo, I've missed you.
I miss you too.
Jimmy. You're at the top of your head plant.
So Hogo, hold on. So Hogo, you joining us live just for our 300th episode?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can really rut something up right now.
What have you been doing since you?
I've just been playing. Pretty close to the chest.
What have you been playing, Hogo? Have you been drinking whiskey? Have you and the bourbon nerd been hanging out any, Hogo?
No diggity. No doubt.
No doubt. So is that the reason we don't see you? The bourbon nerd keeps you hid away drinking bourbon?
I'm always hungover, man.
Hogo, as we go back through history, we hadn't seen you in a while. Which was your favorite one? Was it Top Gun? Oh, I love the Top Gun. Or was it
the Bourbon Nerd?
My favorite was
the Ding Dongs. My favorite was the Ding Dongs.
Was it the murderer?
The serial killer.
That was scary.
Let me see if I can find those. I still have those.
We got to bring those back.
Yes, we do. Well, Hogo, I appreciate you stopping in. You want to tell us happy 300 or
happy 300? Go Razorback.
There we go. Well, whoa. Thanks for stopping by, Hogo. We appreciate it greatly.
Hogs going 14-0.
A little impromptu visit from Hogo. We haven't seen Hogo in a long time. He kind of got to help get us our start, especially on TikTok. I wish I had a video.
We have shirts to see Hogo for president.
We do.
My wife has one, a pink shirt.
I forgot about that.
My wife has a pink shirt that says Hogo for president. Hogo was originally threw his hat in the ring before Tom Black did.
That's true. It was Fort Mary Hogo, wasn't it?
It was. Mm-hmm. I remember this.
Wow. Man, the times. Oh, yeah. The times.
Mm. I mean, we met old Hogo. We was out golfing.
Yeah, he can't. He didn't have that voice, though. He was.
He talks a little different.
No, look. We were playing a golf tournament. And we come around a corner. Y'all were on hole 9 or 18. They were on 18, weren't they, Marty? And we look, and Gary is in the car. I think Gary was. No, Marty was in the car with Hogo talking to him while Gary was trying to hit into the green. And Marty said, "What in the world is going on up here?" And we pull up, and sure enough, Jamie's having a conversation with Hogo. And that's how Hogo was.
Hogo had too much drink that day.
He did.
I was trying to.
I think Hogo may be alcoholic. We got to really get that dude checked out.
Oh.
But anyway, we've had some time. We tell a lot of good stories. That little intro put together there. The Bourbon Nerd sang it. Did you know that was him singing?
Sound like him.
It sounded like him, yeah. I'm
Bourbon Nerd's sure guy.
You know, and something else about from when we first started, when we first decided to do a podcast, and I think we've said this story 100 times. It was my idea originally, but Donnie and Terry called me together and said, "Hey, man, we got a great idea. Let's do a start a podcast."
I was on my way home one day. I said, Donnie was here at the swim pool. I said, "Let's start a podcast." And then we said, "We got to call Gary." And then a few months later, all y'all had was busy, and Marty started coming over, and we started doing Bourbon Tube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, so one thing let you know. The day we decided to do a podcast, I got on Facebook and I reached out to Marty Ray Project.
He got approval to use Marty Ray.
He got approval to use his music. So like our outro and our former intro was all Marty Ray. All
actually, after listening to that intro, I may like that other one better. I do like the 5-minute.
Yeah, you know, so he gave us permission to use it. All he asked me is if y'all ever make it big, cut me in on it.
Yeah.
Well, we only done that. Good thing.
We owe him nothing.
Nothing. But you know what? He's really cool. We did see him in concert. Yes, he's a good guy. Yeah. Took some pictures with him.
He signed my chest.
He signed
his chest. Oh, that's when Jamie got the frog balls. Jamie ventured down a dark alley in Blytheville with a guy who we haven't met since, but he was a TikTok guy too, and came back with jars of frog balls.
I want to say we tried those on air too.
We did.
He got them from that guy in the alleyway too.
Fresh.
Today also, not only are we at the 300th episode, it is National Hot Dog
National Glizzy Day.
It is. Glizzy. We should have brought some glizzies.
We could have done the whole thing where they call the hot dogs in the air and you got to catch it in your mouth.
I was about to say we could do the 9, 9, and 9. You know, the hot dog beer challenge for.
Supposed
to have a hot dog and beer every inning through 9 innings.
That'd be expensive.
I can handle the beer. I'll pull out the hot dog.
That
would cost like $3,000. Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing going on right now. Yeah.
Let me guess. The ballparks are promoting it. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah, like, buy now these hot dogs and
You should get a deal if you I think if you do it and like do them all by yourself, you should get them for free or like half price or something.
Might as well.
You know, that's a challenge. But
last time I went to a ball game, we went a couple months ago, and I couldn't afford to get drunk.
But if you buy water, it's almost expensive as beer.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The water is pretty stinking.
So expensive. Apparently you could take food into ball games, and I didn't know that.
What?
Yes.
MLB game?
Yes.
You could take it in like a cooler?
Not a cooler. Like we came in for there were people in front of us. They had to open their bag up. And they had sandwiches in there and Ziploc bags and everything.
Sweet. Oh, that'd be cool.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, look at my dumbass over here just saying, take my money.
Take my money. Because he's a gold
digger. Buying them $60
I'm in
need. Random balls.
Well, yeah.
You thought they were $6.
They're still sitting in the trunk of the car.
All right, let's jump into some pop culture. This is what's made us famous. Well, famous for all. You know, we lost 2 subs last week. So there you go. Now, this is the headline.
That person, why would you? If you got a show you don't like, look, YouTube, don't watch it.
YouTube probably took it away some kind. Yeah, probably. It's probably one of Marty's 8 characters.
Probably a double up.
Mm-hmm. It was a double upper.
Age gap couple arrested at a $4 million California ranch after having 21 children by surrogate, 17 of whom are toddlers. And at the house. You hear about this story?
17 kids, like.
So it was a Chinese couple. I'm not going to try to pronounce their names. A 65-year-old man with 38-year-old woman were arrested in May for felony child endangerment after cops descended onto their $4.1 million home.
Just like, his name was Who Dem Kids.
Yeah. Who Dem Kids. Inside, they found 15 children between the ages of 2 months and 13. Another 6 have been moved to homes. They conned 17 or 21 women into being surrogates for them and then took the babies. And I guess we're selling the babies on the black market.
So they're running a real person, real life human puppy mill.
Puppy mill
is what it was.
And it's been lucrative. They had a $4.1 million mansion.
Yeah.
It was.
And the puppies getting expensive these
days. What's the price of a kid?
Oh, yeah. I bet it varies. I bet, depending on how.
What pedigree they are.
Yeah.
What pedigree he is.
That's bad stuff.
So they said,
are you on PC registry?
Look, here, this is the dumbest part of the article. It is unclear what the couple do for work.
They sell babies.
They sell babies.
Come on.
Babies
sell. Hot off the griddle, babies. They hot.
Hot off the griddle.
But they're all surrogates, so none of them were their children.
But what they did, they would pay a surrogate to have a baby, then they take the baby. And I guess they're selling it on the black market.
Was he the dad?
No.
No, they're surrogate.
What we do know is Gary would not be involved in that business because he hates babies.
No, I would not be involved at all.
That's true.
With the baby mill.
The baby mill. Now, baby was Baby Fight Club, I can see, but baby mill is just.
Oh, man. Oh,
Baby Fight Club? Oh.
That'd be awesome. Baby Fight Club.
You know, they can't talk about Fight Club.
No.
Ever. They get to talk.
First rule of Topper Fight Club is you never talk about Fight Club. Wasn't there a TikTok channel or something about baby fights, or was that bum fights? Is there much difference?
There's bum fights they used to do on VHSs back in the
day. I remember watching bum fights. Also, the guy, remember I showed you a video of the guy from Bum Fights who went on to what's it, Dr. Phil?
Oh,
well, isn't that where they discovered I can't remember what his name
is. Kimbo Slice?
Yeah, Kimbo Slice. Oh, yeah, Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice was covered on bum fights.
I thought so.
I didn't know he died. I forgot he died. Yeah. I was actually, like, 3 days ago, had it on Vice and was watching, like...
Kimbo died?
Yeah, Kimbo Slice died of, like, a heart attack.
I always preferred Orange Slice, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he had oversized heart or something. And
everything on it was oversized. I mean, he had oversized fist.
He was scary. He
was pretty oversized.
Could you imagine being a bum? Like, here's your hair. Like, I'm no longer homeless.
I'm not a bum.
Yeah,
I'm not a bum, nor am I homeless. Yeah. I'm not fighting that right.
I changed my mind.
I'm not homeless adjacent anymore.
I'm well homed.
As we now know, after 300 episodes, we start talking about sports, people tune out. But here we go. We're going to talk about some sports. You see about the NFL draft first rounder for the Cincinnati Bengals, who returned to Texas A&M and started practicing this week.
So he was drafted?
He was drafted 17th overall.
He can't do that.
If he didn't sign with a contract, or he didn't sign a contract or with a...
I think there's a limit, though, of the amount of time you can sit after the... Because you have to declare, and then withdraw within a certain amount of time. I don't think it matters. He
returned whatever he returned to Texas A&M practicing there because in the contract they wanted to build in some language like if he got in trouble, they wouldn't have to pay.
So maybe he's there practicing and going to sit out this year because he'd always go open up. He'd always be picked up by another team next year.
This they are saying if he wants to, he can go to A&M. Now that this changes the whole game because think about Shedeur Sanders. Goes.
Shedeur,
was he? Does he got a year eligibility left? Shedeur.
Yes.
He only played two years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he played a couple 3 years.
He may have already signed a contract, but if not, he could have. You know, I mean, what's up? I mean, somebody get drafted a team that want to go to? Oh, never mind. You lose your first round pick. I'm going back to college. Now, from my standpoint, that team should still own the rights of them. That's how it was back in the day.
That is for MLB too.
Yeah, if you get drafted, they have a decision whether they're going to pay you or you're going to sit out one or the other.
All right, so here's what it says. I can confirm from a source he's training at A&M by himself using their facilities to get ready for the NFL season.
Okay so he so he's sort of like sitting out till they change the word.
What we just did is exactly how those get. We had this dude going back to college.
He's basically holding out.
I mean, he literally did go back to college.
He did.
I mean, he did. He's there. In fact, he's there now.
Blue.
Training.
Yes. Starting blue.
I don't know. I'm going to bring up the draft, but it aggravates me because now they no longer call them owners. They call them governors.
Governor.
Oh, that's from straight out of
the governor
from The Walking Dead.
And I don't like that because they are owners.
They are.
The governor.
If I owned a team, I'd be like, I ain't no governor. I wasn't elected.
Hey, talking about sports, you hear about that guy that's going around the the great circle or whatever around the United States in a John boat?
The Great Circle?
It's called the Great
Lakes?
No, he's not going to Lake. He's coming down the Mississippi River around to the Gulf of America, around Florida, and coming back up through Maine. And coming through the Great Lakes, come back down. It's called like the Great something. I knew TikTok
a couple years ago, a guy took the Mississippi all the way from the north to south.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard him.
But he's trying to break a record. He's like, his entire John boat is like filled with gas cans.
Why?
Oh, I seen the boat.
Oh, he's
seen the boat. Yeah. Yes.
So he's got a motor on it.
He's got a motor, but it's not a very big motor.
He's got a gas tank all the way down the side, and the front's got a big, like a front of a train on.
Yeah.
I've seen the boat, but I didn't read it.
So he camps along the river.
So what he's doing is going all night, and then he'll find somewhere on the bank somewhere and camp out, and then go another half a day, and then refill all of his gas cans. But he's like trying to break the record. It's like 90 days or something.
Oh, I was going to say,
going down a river at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to go down a river. Why not just?
But he's in the Gulf. I mean, he's going to hit the Atlantic Ocean too. So I mean, a John boat.
Take a John boat.
He's got it's a John boat.
Oh Lord!
It may be a 16-foot John boat, but still a John boat.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool it's though. Pretty it's called like the Great Circle or Great something another. But
the Great something.
Pretty neat.
The Great John boat.
It's something. The Great John boat struggle. It's something I would John greatly
boy.
Not.
Good night,
do.
John boy. Columbia, South Carolina.
If that was me every night, I said good night, John boat.
Every time you stop and take a nap.
America's hardest working woman. A young mother has been hailed as the hardest working woman in America after a viral video revealed she ran an entire Burger King completely on her own, from the grill to the drive thru.
I bet you that food was fire.
She said it's a job she's deeply grateful for. So I guess everybody called out. She just decided to keep the Burger King rolling. And Wes thankful because Wes loves some Burger King. Don't you, Wes?
Oh, yeah. Because he liked to have it his way.
Yes, I like to have it my way.
And she gave it to you her way.
Oh.
Yeah. No, by herself.
Burger King.
It's now Burger Queen now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. It's Burger Person.
Burger Person.
Yeah, that's what
can't have any gendered give a gender neutral.
It's burger there. Yeah.
So burger they them.
So Wes, any update about the Facebook personal? What's it? Is that what it's called?
Not
Facebook
really. Not, yeah, but I guess I don't know what. Ain't no much going on right
been,
now.
Messing with your has Jamie been?
No, I have not. I have not had any help from Jamie. Jamie has not helped.
He's now I swiped.
You swiped several.
Yeah,
he was swiping. Look,
I didn't know he was doing this already because I swiped it like up it and down, when, sideways.
Yeah, I did too. And one, he was like, no, she's too young. I said, no, she's not.
I'll take a drill with a hot dog attached to it, just spin.
Yeah, yes.
It's Wes all about like, quantity. You got to throw out a net, right?
Visual the net, man.
Wes is like,
he's about to give us keepers.
What?
Every once in a while, you got to change your bait.
Wes, yeah, like,
you might get tuna every now and then, but
Wes is like Dora, swiper, no swiping.
Swiper, no swiping.
Jamie's going to be swiper.
Swiping.
Are you getting thirsty?
Are we ready? Hold on. Are we ready? Are we ready for the next pour?
I think everybody get excited for the next
pour. I think we are. So we just had some Russell's 13. We're going to top off at Russell's 13 with a...
Russell's
11. Nerd.
What we got here? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, the bourbon community may like that.
Some BTAC.
Oh, my.
Marty got the BTAC.
Yeah. I'm considering it too.
I'm already ready.
You're not ready?
I'm ready. Oh, baby.
Oh, he pouring them heavy, ain't he?
Yeah, I got small glass. Yeah,
small glass too. Look how tiny my glass is. You can fill it to the top.
Just top me off there, sir.
Yeah, I got a small Yeti.
Oh, George T. Oh, look at the color of this guy.
They're making it every day.
There's Gary. Gary, show them that color.
Look at this guy. Look at that.
So this is the 23-3 George T. Stag. Boys, we went through a whole bottle of Old Rip with a couple of things. Now we're on to the George T. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Here's to, we're going to make it 300 more.
Yeah,
I got Marty.
Yeah, he said,
just
glasses.
My glass.
Oh, wow. That's sexy. Makes my britches tight.
Her legs still running.
What's the proof on that one, Marty? 130 something?
135.
Hey, man, it does not taste like 135.
Ooh.
You ever had any with?
So,
no, I haven't had any. I've had. That's your first? Yeah, it's my first.
Ooh,
no, tell you what, guys. I had some at Daniel's.
Let's go to the chat. My here. Nips.
Those are good. That is good. Oh, George T.
Give me a second.
Oh,
you're good. You want to keep talking?
No, don't. I'd rather y'all be quiet.
we're going to remain silent.
Oh, the peacock's here.
The peacock has arrived.
He has.
Drew is here.
Steven Scone, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Steven Scone, thanks for stopping by.
Does he show up?
He did.
Dare took Oliver. I'm looking at a blank screen.
Oh, is that
Steve Scone is here celebrating 300 with us.
We needed a moment to enjoy this.
Yeah,
this George T is good in me. I'll tell you that.
Good in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gary, that could be misinterpreted.
Yeah, you might need some more. I don't know.
About George T is blowing through my veins right now.
Hey, so good.
Let's see. We got Robert Gray in the house celebrating 300 with us. Scone, good to see you, Scone, brother. Ernest Peacock, Mrs. Fun.
Oh, Miss Fun. No, that was a gift from there.
Oh, no, we didn't steal any from Hadley's.
Yeah.
Tracy, silly Yorkie whiskey for me. And we were just invited back, as while we were on the air, back on with Whiskey Sippers.
So we'll be doing that
in the near future.
Okay,
I never ordered those blue notes. Hope it's still
some blue notes. Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got to get the blue notes. Yeah.
Who else we got up here? Keith P. Cheers, buddy. Bitcoin doing crazy things. XRP. All the crypto world is going crazy. Jeff Castle in the house. Jay Martinez. That's a new name. Actually, I think he's been on it before.
That's familiar. Yeah,
J-Mo, ain't it?
You have ring.
J-Mo.
You know who we hadn't seen in a while? Brad Mo. Where did
I seen him
Brad
on Baker's the other night.
Okay, the Bourbon Legends in the house. the Bourbon Legends will be Eli Cortez. Thank you all for supporting us, stopping by. Who else did I see up here? Maybe everybody. Show me the proof.
Yeah, Mike
Brock's been around. The Bourbon Legends Wednesday night is starting about now. Uncle Bubba's here. We're going to go another few minutes here. People in the chat. What's on the horizon for the patio?
So can we ever get to 1,000?
I know we can make 1,000 episodes.
I know we can make 1,000 episodes.
Right? Oh, that's true. I think we will get there. I think it's just a matter of time.
We just got to keep working hard.
I mean, it's
keep making friends. Being family. Hey,
we'll just keep dragging this thing out. We said from the beginning it was gonna be a grind. It's a grind.
Yeah, it's a grind. It's and a grind.
Luckily, it's a fun grind though.
I'd say luckily we have a group of guys.
Oh, Taylor Boone's here, guys.
Oh, there's Taylor Boone.
And old fashioned weather. Well, Doc. Marty and I are planning something else with Doc to do some whiskey drinking with Doc. But we said that what's the worst thing happened?
We hang out friends and drink.
That's the worst. Our kids were long gone, and they're like, let me show y'all some videos of my dad.
You know, you said, one of y'all said that, it really kind of got my feels. Yeah, I mean, we'll be dead and gone, and our kids will be able to pull up videos of us acting like idiots.
You know what, that...
Well, speaking of that, can I say something, guys?
Yeah.
Look, y'all have helped me through some really tough times, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. 300 means a lot to me, I promise.
Cheers,
brother. Wes. Love you, Wes.
Yes, sir.
Love you, Wes. And look, the friends we've made, Gandy Road, the people we've met in person on here, I don't think we've met Gandy, have we?
Not yet.
Met Dave. Of course, you know, Ernest, Tracy, Taylor Boone.
Taylor Boone. Like
the people that have came into our lives.
I mean. Peacock.
Mm-hmm. Steven Scone.
Yep.
Poor Decision's parents, Mrs. Fun, Keith P.
Keith P.
No Keith P. We've met Keith P. We've hung out with Keith P. and Miss Dorothy. Mike Brock, we'll get to meet in a couple weeks. We talked about it last night if you were on with us for the whiskey portion. We will be at Lynchburg on August 8th, 9th. I'll probably be there tonight. Marty, I think, is going down with the rest of the legends on the 8th. We'll be touring the facility. With a couple of legends, and Wes is going to be there.
Yeah, Wes is going. I will not make that. I highly doubt I'll make that. My daughter's birthday.
Yeah, Jay Mo said we drank together twice. It's PLA.
Way to go, y'all.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought that time served. He gave us a bottle year before last. That's right. Yeah.
Way to go,
Justin Martinez.
He has some good pullers.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy. He and his wife are there. That's great. Just a great time. But look, the community here is great. We've been off in this bourbon community. Y'all support us with this funny podcast. Not so funny sometimes. We do.
Yeah.
But we have a good time. And looking forward to.
And something else, too, I'd like to point out is even if you're not a drinker, even if you're not into bourbon, there's good people in this group. There's good people to you make good connections. I mean, how many people we met and just had genuine conversations with?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Not about bourbon.
About life. I don't jack shit about bourbon besides I like drinking it.
But. I mean,
apparently, given the last few blinds Martin and I've done, we don't either.
But nothing. You know,
yeah, check them out.
We're a YouTube channel that enjoys bourbon. And most importantly, we enjoy the people we have met.
The relationship. So that's relationship really more than the bourbon.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I'm going to hit that outro, that sweet outro, and we're going to go with some bottle four.
Yes. Thank y'all for 300. We hope to see y'all next 300.
Thank you for subscribing. And we couldn't be here without y'all. I promise.
We are patio.
My final ride.
And the bourbon nerd.
Thanks for watching.
Walk me to the riverside.
Guys, hit that like button, see your friends.
We're live on the patio,
and we're not going anywhere.
Because somebody done took from an outlaw.
Take my picture down from the courthouse wall.
I'm living in the clouds, and I ain't going to fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.